we'd go through by his place, and we'd gone west of that place that was belonged to your brother. And we wasn't too far from what we call North Weather. That's another settlement, North Weather. Well, over there, we wait. We go out there in the mornings and wait. Well, we had to walk from our house to Gail. That's why the wagon, the team was. And we rode in the wagon.
A team? How many is that?
That's a pair.
Of what?
The horses or mules they put to a wagon. And that's the way we had to go back and forward to this Blue Goose out here. And we would ride, we'd walk from East End out here to Gibbs had a place out here for Gail Mott men to see this. Providing that strip still belongs to Gibbs in there. Reckon. But it's not too far from our cemetery. Well, that's why we had to go and get the team to go to work. Then they had to ride out there. It was 4 miles and better out. We had to ride the wagon out there, get out there and go to work in the field. But I made such a poor hand, I wasn't used to it. Until my mother let me stay at home and wash and iron. Well, I'd do that, take that money, keep the house rent going. Keep the house rent going while they was in the field trying to make it.
Well, now, Did they have a place out there to keep things, you know, like keep the... They have a building out there?
No, there wasn't no building out there. Wasn't nothing out there but a big field out there for you to work. And them cotton rows looked like they was 2 miles long.
They didn't have a building where the cattle and the...
No, not out at Blue Goose there. You rented that land where you worked that land. Well, see, the man was staying here in town that was renting it. So he had a team. Well, we had to go to his house to get the ride, you see, to go to the field.
Well, did you ever see a building like that where they keep hay and cattle and everything?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a lot.
What do you call something like that?
You call that a farm. See, you have a lot, and you got it all fenced in, just like this place over here is fenced in. See, like over there. See, it's a fence all around there. Well, then you build a big barn in there to put your hay in. See, keep hay, and you got a buggy. They kept that in there. That's back in buck and horse days. Now, I know I remember two livery stables being here. That was the Mr. Bug and Edward, them were brothers. Their father used to run a livery stable right up here in town on University. The homes down there now.